Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
We have been without a very valued team member here over the course of, how long has it been now?
It's been a couple months.
Couple of months now. And we've had a lot of you guys asking us for updates on our producer, Rebecca.
All right, so last update we gave you is that Rebecca, our social media producer, had finished her radiation and finished her chemotherapy. We played the ringing of the bell, mm-hmm. which is such like a huge monumental moment in your treatment. She was slated to return February 28th to the Burt Show back in studio, but we just wanted to be honest with you, and she's been very transparent on her social media, and if you follow her on Instagram, how the treatments have affected her since they've been completed. So radiation has really taken a toll on her, and chemo has really taken a toll on her, to the point that this is a fluid situation, so we're going to push her return a little bit as she deals with like the sores in her mouth and just the side effects of what you deal with when you have cancer and radiation and chemotherapy. Because while radiation and chemotherapy can save your life, it also is a very, very harsh treatment and can cause numerous side effects.
My hope is in like 20 or 30 years, we've got something else where we're like, oh my God, I can't believe we put people through that for so long. And there's something less invasive.
It almost seems barbaric, right? Yeah. But it's what we have, and it's what we have to do in order to fight cancer. So she is hanging in there. She's dealing with those side effects. And so fingers crossed, we're going to have her back working from home next week.
Yeah, I just want to mention this too. You know, when somebody tells you that they're going through cancer and then they beat it and they get back into the office, you know, everybody celebrates and it's wonderful. I think that if you're not involved in that family or connected, you don't realize like the ups and downs of that story. At first, her body was really accepting the treatments very well. And there was like cause for optimism. It looked like things were going really, really well. So you can imagine emotionally and physically how you're feeling. And then you just never know what's going to happen to you the next day or the next week. And Rebecca's a really good example of this, how it started off really, really great. And then it took some a couple of weeks to affect her. It is a struggle, a mental challenge. It is a physical challenge. So when somebody tells you that they've gone through cancer and they have beat it, you got to know that was a marathon.
Mm-hmm.
It was a huge marathon. It's more than ringing a bell. It takes a lot of discipline, a lot of pain, and a lot of support. So we are right there for her. She has been fighting. She's going to be fine. It's going to be fine. Just a lot of ups and downs.
So yeah, if you can just send her some like healing vibes and some well wishes and a little love on social media, I think she'd appreciate it.
Praying for you, Rebecca.
Love you, girl.
All right, the email is suggesting, like, maybe I shouldn't even go out with this guy. He just might be too young. Abby's got the email.
Hello to everyone at The Burt Show. I'm a longtime listener, yet this is the first time I've written into the show. I'm contacting you today with the hope of receiving your honest advice. I'm a 52-year-old divorced woman who has developed a crush. I've been single for 10-plus years, but do not date by choice. I just haven't met anyone I want to spend time with. I'm completely comfortable in my own skin and very happy with my career, my family, that includes two amazing grandchildren and friends. I never felt I was missing anything until recently. There is a guy who has broken up with his fiance within the last 6 months who has piqued my interest. To hear him speak of what he's looking for in a relationship and characteristics in a mate are so similar to what I would like to find in a man. He really seems to be hardworking, a good father, great personality, loyal, seems true to himself, and very handsome. I could go on, but this is sounding a bit creepy.
After listening to him speak, I find myself wanting to know more about him, more of his views, his goals, fears, dreams, etc. But he is younger than I am and has no idea I exist. I'm not really shy, just out of touch on how to go about letting him know I'd love to meet for a cup of coffee, a meal, or whatever he may feel comfortable doing. I need some solid knowledge of the dating world today. Abby doll, I love you, so maybe you can tell me what not to do. LOL. If I do ask him out, I think I should pay. I just think that's fair. But he seems old-fashioned, and I would never want to offend him, especially if by chance he says yes. Do I come out the gate with the fact that I'm older? This may be a problem for him. While I can do nothing about the age gap, I'd like to know before I invest a lot of time and possibly develop even more of an attraction. Well, I don't know his exact age. His youngest child is 17 or 18. So please discuss and guide me in this labyrinth of dating in 2024. With hope, a devoted listener.
Well, she leaves out one key piece here. Or did I miss it?
What is that?
Which is?
How old is he?
She doesn't know.
Okay.
She just knows he's younger.
Well, okay.
And I'm assuming, his kids are 17, 18. So I'm assuming we're probably looking at least a decade difference.
Okay. Look, I've dated younger women. To me, I throw out these stereotypical opinions about age, depending on what the age difference is and what year it is, right? I mean, 10 years to me between 50 and 40 is very different than 30 and 20. You know what I'm saying? And we're still talking about a decade, but the maturity level and everything is so different. I have found in my travels that the U.S. is more consumed with age gaps than any other place in the world, right? If the dude works for you, who cares what everybody else thinks, man? Who cares? You haven't even shot your shot yet. I say go for it.
Yeah, I completely agree. And to me, it's less at your stage of life. It's less about the age and more about the phase of life that you're in. So if his youngest child is 18 and, you know, his oldest is maybe 22 and out of the house, it sounds like you guys are both entering a similar phase of life where you guys are established in your careers. You have more freedom because you're not raising young kids. So I really wouldn't get too hung up about the age thing. I know women especially feel a little bit weird about dating younger because it's not as common as it is for men to date younger women. So I say go for it and try not to get in your head too much about it.
Speaking of which, have you seen Kristen Cavallari's new man?
Oh my God. See, here's the thing. This is how I know I've developed as a human.
Yeah.
Because normally I would see that and go, oh my God, she's dating a guy who just graduated college. I saw that photo and I said, you know what? Good for her.
How old is she and how old is he?
He's 24. I read somewhere that he recently graduated from college and I think she's like mid 30s. 36.
She's 36. He's 24. He just graduated from Montana State University.
Yeah. So to me, it's really not so much the age difference there as the place of maturity in your life. Like at 24 or 25, you're just going to be a very different person than you are at 36.
I agree. I think the age gap becomes more irrelevant the older you get. So in her situation, I really don't think it's a factor at all. Shoot is shoot. And she said something about it's been 10 years since she's been in the presence of somebody she feels like she wants to spend time with. So if it's been that long and you got a crush on somebody, I think you shouldn't hesitate at all. Take your shot. See where it goes. Life is short.
What you think?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm just going to repeat what everybody else said. Go for it.
Yeah. I mean, forget about these standards that everybody else has for your relationship. You're not doing anything illegal here. It's only 10 years and you're 50 and he's 40. Go for it. And who cares what anybody else thinks? Your happiness comes first.
It's been 10 years. Get yours, girl.
Right? It's time.
Go up in there.
It's time. It's The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.